Is majority rules really the best method for selecting something fairly? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Cullinan, associate professor of mathematics at Bard College, explains social choice theory.
The simplest way for a group to choose between two options is by majority rules, and this is perhaps the most widely accepted manifestation of democracy. But there is something deeper to majority rules than is apparent at first. It is the only voting procedure that satisfies the following three properties at the same time. 1. It is impossible to tell who voted for whom based on the winner. 2. Both options have an equal chance of winning before voting begins. And 3. If you want your candidate to win, you must vote for him or her. In other words, the voting procedure to which we are intrinsically drawn is mathematically provable to be the fairest voting procedure that exists. However, when there are more than two options, all bets are off. Instant runoff voting, plurality, and the board account are just a few examples of the many voting systems in place for deciding between three or more options, and each fails some measure of fairness. The area of mathematics known as social choice theory provides a framework for studying the fairness of such voting systems. What if your true preferences among the candidates includes ties or indifference? For example, I like chocolate better than vanilla. I like chocolate better than strawberry, but I have no preference between vanilla and strawberry. In this mock election, a traditionally ranked ballot would require me to make a choice between vanilla and strawberry, meaning that I would be forced to submit a disingenuous ballot. My collaborators and I recently completed a research project in social choice theory where we developed a procedure that allows voters to submit ballots that reflect arbitrary preference rankings, including ties or indifference. In addition, we prove that ours is the only voting procedure for more than two candidates that satisfies all mathematical fairness axioms. The choice between two options is clear. Adding additional choices presents a difficulty we're aiming to improve upon.
That was John Cullinan of Bard College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
You'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority.